USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump announces peace talks are underway to avert a trade war with the European Union.
So we're starting the negotiation right now, but we know very much where it's going.
After meeting at the White House with a top European Union official, the president told reporters their objective will be
to ease trade, reduce bureaucratic obstacles, and slash costs dramatically.
The president says the two sides are aiming to discontinue all tariffs. He's expected to discuss the plan further when he appears today in Dubuque, Iowa, and later in Granite City, Illinois. There's been a small explosion outside the U.S. Embassy in Beijing, China. An embassy spokesman says a man set off the small bomb and was injured, but there were no reports of any other casualties. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
11 conservative House Republicans want to impeach Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, who oversees the Russia investigation. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
North Carolina Republican Rep. Mark Meadows says in a statement that Rosenstein has been in charge at the Department of Justice as the agency has made every effort to obstruct legitimate attempts of congressional oversight. Arizona Republican Andy Biggs says he's calling on his colleagues to assert their constitutional responsibility and approve these articles of impeachment.
The effort not expected to succeed, at least not right away, as Republican House leaders don't support it and lawmakers are leaving on a month-long break starting tomorrow. Russian President Vladimir Putin's proposed visit to Washington this fall is being postponed. National Security Advisor John Bolton says they're going to delay it until the Russia investigation concludes. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Milwaukee police mourning the death of an officer shot in the line of duty yesterday afternoon as officers of the Special Investigations Division were trying to bring a suspect in who was wanted for drug and gun violations. The police chief says the suspect fired at the officers. They fired back. The officer killed a 17-year veteran of the force. The suspect's now in custody. R&B singer Bobby Brown is honoring his late daughter, opening a domestic violence shelter, the Bobby Christina Serenity House, located in the Atlanta area, named after the daughter he had with Whitney Houston. Brown says the nonprofit's goal is to help educate women and men of all ages by creating a 24-hour crisis intervention line and emergency transitional shelter. Bobby Christina was found face down in a bathtub in 2015. She spent 6 months in a coma before she passed away. In 2016, her boyfriend Nick Gordon was found legally responsible for her death. And on a lighter note, Frasier, the old 90s TV hit, might be getting a reboot now. The star of the show, Kelsey Grammer, is reportedly meeting with writers and producers to at least explore the idea. Entertainment Tonight says the project, though, is still in its early stages. Frasier ran for 11 seasons, from 1993 to 2004, and it won 37 Emmys. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.